Joe Dispenza said that the mind is the record of the past, and it's absolutely true.
Hi there, it's Ugo here, the Ego, your Chief Encouraging Officer, and welcome to my podcast, Unleash the Ego Within You.
Hi there, it's Ugo here, your Chief Encouraging Officer, with another episode, and welcome to my podcast, Unleash the Ego Within You. I am so delighted to be here today. I'm delighted to have you here. And today's episode is... It's Mindful Living, Cultivating Awareness for a Balanced Life. And I've been doing a lot of this lately and I wanted to share. And that's why I'm here. So we're going to dive into this. First of all, welcome, welcome, welcome. You stayed with me this long and so I'm so grateful to have you as I explore this really important topic about mindfulness and mindful living. I'm delighted to have you, of course, as we delve into the act of mindful living. And the reason why it's an act is intentionally curated and intentionally created. Okay, so it's a curating and creating. It's a practice that holds the key to cultivating awareness and finding balance in our daily lives, okay? Because honestly, our lives have become so busy. Tell me about it. We're all trying to manage so much and juggle so much. And when that happens, we get lost in the activities of the day. We get lost in everything else. And so when we start practicing mindfulness as an act and leaving it, it changes the whole scope. It changes the way we think and it changes the way we do things. So the next 25 minutes, we'll explore what it means to live mindfully for this episode and how we can transform the way we experience the world around us. Okay, so let's begin, shall we? First of all, what do we understand by mindful living? And that is a key question, because when you understand what mindful living is, it actually helps you to almost process it in a different way, all right? It gives you that understanding of what it is you're supposed to be doing. First of all, it is the core. So mindful living is about being present in every moment, being present in the now, without judgments and attachments to your past and your future. How difficult is that? So many of us are so attached to our past. And I'm speaking from experience here because I remembered I used to judge my future based on my past. And sometimes I still catch myself doing this because that's what you know. Remember, Joe Dispenza said that the mind is the record of the past. And it's absolutely true. But you've got to intentionally create a future and you've got to intentionally create mindfulness as an act. You've got to be cultivating a deep sense of awareness, and that starts with our thoughts, our emotions and physical sensations that we have in our bodies that could arise in the present moment. So if we want to start talking about mindfulness as an act of living, it is simply the understanding that our thoughts, feelings, and actions are all aligned. It is simply the understanding that when we feel a thought, the thought produces a feeling. I mean, when we have a thought, the thought produces a feeling, and the feeling reacts. We react to it. And this is what we need to start observing. We need to start understanding how we have a better relationship with ourselves. So, it starts with embracing the present moment. And in a world where there's so much going on, there's so many distractions, there's constant busyness, mindful living literally invites you to slow down. And that contradicts what everyone says. Everyone says, go, 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 go. Whereas I'm saying that we've got to slow down. We've got to slow down and just take a moment to observe our environment. Take a moment to observe what's happening around us. Savor the richness of each moment. Like this morning, for example, I realized that the birds where I live, they sing so beautifully. And I hadn't focused on this like for a very long time. So I decided to pay attention to all the sounds I was listening to. And that was so amazing because within that, I could pick up over 30 birds singing at different tunes. They all had different tunes. And for a very long time, I thought every bird sounded alike, but they don't. Every bird has a unique tune. It has a unique way of singing, or it has a unique way of using that sound. And so I paid attention to that. That is mindfulness and mindful living at its core. So understanding that when you actually embrace the present moment, you slow things down, you slow all the busyness around you, and you start savoring or have a mindful practice of embracing the richness around you by bringing your attention to a present still moment. Just be still. Be still and know. That is so key in your growth, in your personal development growth. Because if you're always on the go, how do you notice what's around you? If you're always on the go, how do you pay attention to what information is coming to you? So we can experience life more fully and deeply and appreciating the beauty and wonders that surrounds us. And there's so many beautiful things around us. Like I just said, I didn't realize that the birds around me, the birds that fly, had so many different tunes. And I started to count them with my little one, and we realized that there was one bird in particular that was so loud, and it felt like that bird sent out a signal and every other bird responded to that. It was so amazing to just observe and watch. And so it is also cultivating non-judgmental awareness. So being aware but not being judgmental about it, because there's nothing about judging yourself, oh, I'm not fully aware and I'm not mindful, or I'm not catching myself when I think all these negative thoughts. But it is about catching yourself and appreciating that you are making effort. So the key aspect of mindful living, it's cultivating a non-judgmental awareness. How can you do that? It's by observing our experiences without labeling them as good or bad. And that is difficult. And I appreciate that's difficult, because we've been conditioned to see things as good, bad, right, wrong, evil, non-evil. It is so difficult to observe without judgment. But imagine that you place no judgment on anything, and then all you do is observe it. It is such a beautiful place to be. And this non-judgmental stance, it allows us to see things as they are, free from the filter of our biases, free from the filter of our perception, free from the filter of our experiences and preconceptions that we all come with. Do you understand that we all carry our biases, preconceptions, experiences with us? And every time we look at something, we look through the lens of our experiences. We look through the lens of our preconceptions. We look through the lens of our biases. And yes, you might say, I'm unbiased, but we've all had different experience and exposure. So unfortunately, there is an element that makes us only look at things from that stance. So that is so key, cultivating non-judgmental element and awareness. Also, letting go of attachments. I love this. I'm sure some of you know, I'm currently studying psychodynamic psychotherapy at the moment. And one of the models or one of the theories in psychodynamic is attachment theory. And it's so fascinating because we all have different attachment styles. I can go into that next time. In fact, I'm going to teach or have a podcast on some of the key theories that I'm learning so that you could experience it through me. But attachment is so key, and we all have attachment. We've been conditioned to be attached. As soon as you're born, you're attached to your mother, the parent figure, the object relation, whatever it is, you're attached to it. You start seeing that as your world. But how about letting go of attachment? And that's the process of mindful living. Mindful living also involves you letting go, just letting go, of outcomes, letting go of expectations, letting go of what we think it is as it, and seeing it as nothing but just experience, and almost letting go of our own self-image. We have so much of that, but releasing our attachment to specific outcomes By releasing our attachment to specific outcome, we allow ourselves to be open for so many opportunities. We become open to ourselves and we allow the flow of life to pass through us and embrace whatever arises with just acceptance, okay? And understanding that it is what it is, but being open and allowing the flow to flow through you. That is just an amazing place to be in. I'm going to talk a lot about my March workshop on the 23rd of March. I haven't agreed or confirmed the location, but once that is done, I'll share that. But it's going to be a face-to-face workshop. It's a live workshop. And that workshop is all about teaching you mindfulness and mindful living. So it's a well-being workshop. I'm going to be talking about self-love. I'm going to be teaching how we can create self-love within our lives. And so many beautiful things we will discuss there. But I will talk about that later. But as we continue this episode, what else can you do? You can begin to practice mindfulness. And mindfulness is an act, but it's not just a destination. It's a practice. It's ongoing. And you never get to a point where you're saying, oh, I'm done with mindfulness now. Just like self-love. If you follow me on Instagram and my February was dedicated to self-love, you find that all of this journey are all part of your self-development and self-growth. Now, as you up-level yourself to the next level, you take a step, you move yourself up the ladder or you up-level yourself somehow, you find that there's another level layer on top of that. I always use the illustration of the onion. And I love the onion because as you peel one layer, you have another layer. And that's how we are. We're like the onion, you're peeling out and discovering different layers to us. And as we peel them out, we realize, oh, there's a deeper layer. I want to get to know this deeper layer. So that's what it's about. Mindful living, it's not a destination, but a practice. It's a way of being in the world, observing what's happening. And this can be done through practices. I've talked a lot about different practices, but there's one practice that stands out for me at the moment. It's the breath work. I've not been practicing it daily, but when I observe my breath and be aware with my breath, it just brings me in line with my body, my mind and my soul all in one. But when we practice all of these tools or practice meditation and visualization, breath awareness, mindful movement like yoga, tai chi, depends on what you're into. We can train our mind to become more present and aware, both on and off the cushion. And that is the key to mindfulness practice. That is the key to observing that you can do that. Now, there are benefits to this, and this is what's key. It doesn't mean mindfulness is just what it is. It's got benefit. And what are these benefits? There's so many benefits. But benefits of mindful living are vast and profound, and they are part of what can help you keep to your blueprint for 2024. So from reducing stress and anxiety to improving your focus and concentration, practicing mindfulness can have a positive impact in every aspect of your life. It's not just one aspect, it's every aspect. And so by cultivating mindfulness, we can enhance our well-being. We can enhance our overall experience and get greater sense of peace, tranquility, and fulfillment. And it's all within it. So the truth about the matter is, I want you to reflect on your practice. I want you to learn how to incorporate mindful living within your practice and within your everyday life. And understanding that the benefits are enormous. The benefits of mindful living, far-reaching and profound, they are. So they help you reduce your stress, your anxiety, like I said, but they also enhance your mental clarity and emotional well-being. By practicing mindfulness and practicing mindful living, you can have a transformative impact on every aspect of our lives. It does. And so I want you to understand that there is a science behind it. There's a science behind mindfulness and mindful living. And some of them I will share on this episode. But first of all, why do we need to continue to practice this? One is this: it reduces stress. Okay, That is key. And stress is known, is one of the most well-known killer right now. People are super stressed. People are constantly worrying about the past, worrying about the future, mostly worrying about the future, not knowing what the future holds, so they worry about it. But when you practice mindful living, when you begin to be in the present, in the now, you learn to respond to stresses that are greater than you. You learn to respond with resilience. Rather than reacting to fear and anxiety, you respond with it. You respond to it. Mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing, like I shared, and body scan meditation, they help you activate your body's relaxation response, leading you to a sense of calm and well-being. Another example, the benefits of it is enhanced emotional regulation. Mindful living can also foster that. It fosters emotional regulation. When you cultivate awareness of your thoughts and your emotions as they arise, you begin to be in total control of how you feel and how you respond to it. You can respond to them more skillfully and compassionately rather than react to stresses or the emotions that arise. So rather than being swept away by strong emotions, which sometimes carry a lot of us away, we can observe them with curiosity and begin to ask ourselves questions. Why do I feel this way? What exactly in this conversation has triggered a memory of the past? Remember I said that the mind is a record of the past. So if the mind is keeping records of the past, when you react to a certain conversation or behavior, you are tapping to the memory that the mind has kept for you. So you start asking yourself question, what exactly have I picked up? What am I remembering? What is this reminding me of? Mindful practice such as focused attention and meditation, they can sharpen your mental faculties and increase your capacity to sustain attention. Another benefit is improved focus and concentration, and also greater resilience. It helps you create a greater resilience when life throws challenges at you. And by learning to embrace each moment with openness and acceptance, we develop an inner strength to navigate difficult circumstances with grace. Okay, so it's not about just navigating it, but we're navigating them with grace and ease. And these practices can help us reduce a sense of perspective and resilience. And that leads to enabling us bounce back from setbacks and problems that we might be facing. Another reason for mindful living is improved relationships, enhanced well-being. But when I talk about enhanced well-being, it's about cultivating mindfulness. As we cultivate it, it helps us to have a greater experience of peace, joy, fulfillment in every moment. Mindful living empowers us to live with greater purpose, greater intentionality, and helps us to align our actions with our values, leading us to a greater meaning of life and meaning of purpose. So as we continue to explore this, one of the key things that I want to leave with you is the benefits of mindful living far outweighs anything. So it is worth you focusing on. It is worth you developing and practicing. So another part of mindful living is how can you create and cultivate awareness in your daily life. First of all, mindful living is not just about sitting on a meditation cushion or your couch or your mat like I do. It's about bringing awareness to everything, every moment of your life. It's about being aware. And I will share practical tips and techniques for integrating mindfulness into your everyday routine. And this is from mindful eating, to mindful communication, to mindful observation. And the tips are a lot, but let's dive into it. One of the tips I want to share, practical tips that I want to share today, is morning mindfulness routine. How do you start your mornings? That is so key. I've observed myself that as soon as I wake up, the first thing I want to do is first visualize my day, and the next thing I want to do is meditate. how do you start your morning? Because starting your day with intentions by incorporating a morning routine and a mindful morning routine, it sets you apart. And you can do this by setting a few minutes upon your waking. So you just practice deep breathing, meditation, or a gentle stretch. But set your day, because this sets a positive tone for the rest of your day. And it helps you cultivate being present from the outset. Another way that you can do this is mindful eating. I noticed that we are in a culture where everything's fast. Fast food, fast this, fast that. And so we're constantly just eating without observing what we're eating. So mindful eating transforms your meal into a mindful experience. Have you noticed that every meal that you have has a different texture in your mouth? Have you noticed that when you eat certain meal, your mouth reacts to it differently? Just pay attention to that. That is part of mindfulness, and that is part of mindful living. Slow down when you eat. Savor each bite, okay? And pay attention to the colors. How is your body responding to the fruits you've just had? How is your body responding versus how is your body responding to a burger you've had? Pay attention to that. How is your body responding to the alcohol you've had versus how is your body responding to the water you've just drank? Pay attention to that. When we pay attention to each and everything that we're doing, we're cultivating mindfulness and we're cultivating mindful eating. Engage all your senses. Observe them. Observe them from a non-judgmental point of view. Remember, you're not here to judge. You're just here to observe. Observe your thoughts. Observe the emotions that arise when you eat certain food. Another thing that you can do is breath awareness. Harness the power of breathing. There is so much power in our breath. That is so deep. When I first came into breath work, I didn't realize how powerful breathing is. But if you notice, anytime you're stressed, just stop yourself and take deep breath in. It changes everything. So pay attention to your breath awareness. Mindful movement is another practice. I've lately gotten into yoga. I try and do yoga once a week most times, and it's so amazing. This gentle exercise, they not only promote physical well-being, but also cultivate mindfulness and body awareness. So pay attention to the sensations in your body. Let that be your guide as you move and breathe through each of your practice. Another thing that I would share is mindful gratitude. I like to call it mindful gratitude, but it's called just a gratitude practice. But cultivating an act of gratitude by incorporating daily gratitude practice is just so an amazing routine that transforms your life. Just take a few moments each day, nothing less than 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and just write what you're thankful for. Whether big, small, doesn't matter, but keep a gratitude journal. It is a powerful way to track and cultivate gratitude over time. And lastly, reflect every day. At the end of each day, take a moment to ask yourself, what went well today? What didn't go well? How did I feel? What was my dominant thought of the day? How did I feel most of the time today? And notice what comes up. Notice any moments of mindfulness and opportunity for growth, but notice how you feel. And then use that to set your intentions for before you go to bed. Remember, mindfulness and mindful living is a journey. It's not a destination. So be gentle with yourself as you continue to expand and integrate this practice into your life. I know we've talked about the benefit, we've talked about what mindful living is, we've talked about cultivating awareness in a daily practice, but how about finding the balance through this? Because you have to find a balance, and that is what we all need in our quest for balance. We all want balance, we all want freedom and balance. Mindfulness serves as a guiding light. By cultivating the awareness of your thoughts, your feelings, and your action, you find a balance, you find an equilibrium in the midst of life's chaos. And that's how we can create a balance. Another thing is mindfulness in relationships, okay? Our relationships are a fertile ground for practicing mindfulness. When you're in a relationship, be it romantic or not, whatever relationship, just friendships, whether you're with your partner, family, or colleagues, mindful communication and presence can deepen our connections, and they help us foster greater understanding and empathy of who we are and of what other people we're communicating with. So let's bring mindfulness into our relationship. Let's help, because mindfulness can transform our relationship and it brings us more joy and harmony in our lives. And there are ways that you can practice mindfulness in your relationship. And one of them is observing how you communicate with others. How do you communicate with people? Are you listening more or are you talking more? Do you find that you are the one making most of the talk? And do you also bring the conversation back to yourself? Are you constantly using yourself as an example and, you know, moving the communication from the other person to yourself? That is being mindful of that. Are you always being self-centered and wanting to talk about yourself and not giving people opportunities to talk to you? That is absolutely taking control and being mindful of how you speak to other people and how you communicate. So communicating in a mindful way is super important. Communicating with intentionality, communicating with awareness that, okay, I am communicating with this person. How do I continue to stay present? One of them is restlessness and being patient. And that is a very big thing. Some of us are so impatient. A lot of the time it's because our minds are constantly stimulated. And that we have to learn to be in stillness in order to practice mindful living. You've got to practice stillness and being present. Those are the requirements. So to overcome this challenge, remind yourself that mindfulness is a skill that takes time to develop. It's not something you can just form within a day. It's a habit that takes time to develop. Be patient as you develop this. That is a key point, because if you get frustrated, you will drop it, dump it, and not be bothered to pick it up again. So if you catch yourself while practicing or trying to practice mindfulness and you catch yourself finding that you haven't applied everything that you want to, be patient. Be patient, because it does take time to install that. Another thing is being mindful of your schedules. We're so busy. We've become a generation of busy people. How can we reduce that? Busyness is not good. I know it's so fashionist, you know, it's in vogue now to say, oh, I'm so busy, I can't see, but you've got to create time. A busy schedule can make it challenging to find time for mindful practice. But you've got to find few minutes in your day to significantly practice it and be in the present moment. So look for opportunities to integrate your mindful living and routine into your schedule. You could do that in the morning while, you know, going for a walk, while you lie in bed, while you your lunch time. There's so many ways to incorporate it, okay? But remember that mindful living is a continuous process and journey, and be patient. Another thing is deepening our mindful practice. How can you deepen it? You can deepen by setting intentions. How do you set intentions? It begins by having clear intentions. What do you want to achieve? What do you hope to gain from your mindfulness? Whether you want to reduce your stress, improve your focus, cultivate greater self-awareness, just clarify what your intentions will be and then let it guide your practice and keep you motivated. Another thing is establish consistency. Consistency is the key to every practice and it's a key to mindful practice. So set time aside. Be dedicated to each day of your mindful practice. Make it a habit. Make it part of your daily living. Treat it as a non-negotiable part of your routine. Just like you're brushing your teeth and you're eating a meal, do not negotiate on it. Importantly, seek support and community. As you know, on the Eagle community, it's growing. So if you want to be part of it, send me an email on info@ugochijutomi.com. I'll be happy to be part of your journey. We are meeting once a month in an Eagle community where we discuss all of these topics. So if you want to be part of the Eagle community and you want to learn mindful practices like this, or you want to learn how to create self-love practice, we've got so many things that we're discussing, and it's only going to grow. So if you want to be part of this community, send me an email at info@ugochijutomi.com. Email me and I'll definitely add you to the community. I have newsletters as well that go out every month, but I also, from March, I'm also going to be meeting up every month. Once a month, we'll meet up on Zoom, and it's just a community that we're growing together. It's a place where we learn to become eagles, to fly and soar. So if you want to be part of that community, send me an email, all right? We're going to be sharing our experiences, our insight, and just challenges that we are experiencing. So join a community, seek for support. You don't have to do this alone, right? The next thing is, how can you begin to embrace mindful living? So as I conclude our journey on mindful living, I just invite you to reflect on this insight that I've shared. Reflect on it. Reflect on what's coming up for you. Reflect on how to explore this even further. Mindful living is not just a practice. It's a way of being in the world right now where everything is so chaotic. It's a way of approaching life with presence, awareness, and compassion. So throughout my segments, we explored essence of mindful living, from understanding its principle to embracing its benefits and overcoming common challenges. We also talked about practical tips for cultivating mindful living in a daily life and explored ways that we can incorporate that into our daily practice. But beyond the techniques and the strategy lies the deeper truth. The mindful living is about coming home to ourselves. It's about welcoming ourselves back home to our present moment. It's about the richness of our own experience. So when we cultivate a deeper sense of connection with yourself, with ourselves, and to others, and to the world around us, we are being mindful. So as we continue our journey on mindful living, and I encourage you to approach each moment with curiosity and kindness. Be kind. Be kind. If there's anything I want to leave with you today, is be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to the people around you. And know that we are all on this race together. And it's just one race, just a human race. Remember that mindfulness is not about striving for perfection, but it's about embracing the fullness of humanity with all its joys, sorrows, and imperfection. I want to say so being an honor to be here today, to share this from the depth of my heart. So as you carry the wisdom of mindful living, and as you navigate your ups and downs in life journey, remember that I am with you. Find solace and moments of peace and strength in your own presence. And may you continue to cultivate mindfulness with courage, compassion, and grace. Thank you so much for joining me today on this exploration of mindful living. And I want to wish you so much joy and so much light. May your path be illuminated by the light of awareness. And may you find peace and fulfillment in every moment. It's just been an honor, and so happy to be here as your chief encouraging officer. And as you set your intentions for the remainder of the segment, and you set your intentions to establish consistency and exploring different techniques, remember that it's a journey. So don't be too harsh on yourself. Give yourself love and compassion. And remember that mindfulness is not just a practice. It's a way of being in the world. And every moment offers an opportunity for your presence and awareness. It's been an amazing journey, and I will continue to be here as your chief encouraging officer, and I am out. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being a part of my journey. Until next time, I'll see you soon with so much love. It is Ugo, your chief encouraging officer.